But then, after I take my noon's nap, I've got to have, it seems like to me, that I have to have a cup of this coffee again. Well, now maybe this evening about 3 o'clock, I might make me a cup of Sanker instant coffee. Give you a cup full of coffee. We never do that. We take about, and we have different size coffee cups.
I've seen the little ones.
Yeah, we got little ones, we got medium size, and then we got the large ones. Well, I like my large cup, but I take it a little less than half full. Now, we got one of my daughter-in-laws came here this morning. But we keep cups there for the family when they come in. Then we got a bunch of coffee cups up in those cabinets. She goes in there and picks out a cup. She won't use neither one. We got three different sizes over there. Mm-hmm. She'd get one up there.
Now, this is a what? This is a pretty flower.
That's what we call a rose.
Yeah, it's in a
flower. That's a flower tray. That's a purpose, to put flowers in.
Yeah, a vase or, uh-huh. You call this a flower?
They call that flower tray.
A vase or something?
Yeah, right. And you know what this is, an ashtray.
Yeah. But I want to talk with you about the things you cooked. Okay, out of wheat flour you made what? Did y'all get wheat flour here?
No.
You didn't?
No, we don't get no sweet flour.
Wheat flour.
Oh, wheat. Well,
when you got wheat, it came in.
Flour. But we never use it. My son will get it here because the school teacher there, that teacher Cameron, he's a special cook too. That's part of his education that he got. He got it through cooking. After he finished his high school, he started to. He went to college in Southwestern Lafayette. He got his degree there as a teacher. So he taught one semester and then they drafted him in the service. But he had to serve his time, then he come out and he started working. Then he wanted to make a little bit more money because he wanted to go a little bit higher in his school. So he got in with an oil company and he was a cook. And that's how he made his living, cooking, until he got big enough to start teaching school. The first year teaching, he taught at Chenier Tig. Then he moved and they put him into Cameron.
Well, what I was going to ask you was, when you used to buy flour, what would it come in?
Well, we used plain white flour, snow white.
What how did it come packaged?
You mean, what?
Back in the old times, how did flour come packaged?
It was compacted in 25-pound bags. And that's where we had to buy it. Today you can buy 1-pound bags in paper bags and so forth, but we didn't hardly know, when we first began to see it, we didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it had different names to it. But
meal would come in it. Well, let's see, now feed, when you bought feed or manure, that came in of what kind of sack?
That came in grass sacks.
Mm-hmm. They were rough.
Mostly, yeah, rough grass sacks. We still buy feed in some of those, but then there's some different. We buy some feed that's wrapped up in a paper bag and then slipped into another one to protect it, but of a lighter grade than the grass sack.
That grass sack was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, very rough.
Yeah.
What
I wanted to ask you was the things you used to make out of flour. What do you make out of flour?
Well, we make homemade light bread buns, or you make big...
You want to get your coffee?
Yeah. The buns, my son makes them here.
Uh-huh.